Hello, I'm Kathy Duplantis. I'm so thankful that you're watching Glorious Living today. I believe that God is going to bless your heart today. Thank you for joining me today. You know, we're here in Studio C with Chrissy.
Always so great to be with you. And I just want to say, I'm thankful for you, Miss Kathy.
Thank you, Chrissy.
Thanksgiving's coming up. And I just felt to say that I love you. I'm so thankful God placed you in my life and this program, too. It's just been amazing.
Well, I'm thankful for you, too. And I'm thankful for everybody that watches. You know, it means a lot that you that you tune in and that you make a comment. Because we put a lot of effort into these programs.
We want
to bring you the best content, the people that are interesting to us, that have testimonies. And I believe over the years, people have been blessed so much.
So many wonderful comments, testimonials, praise reports that we receive from all over the world. You know, Brother Jesse, and so do you, travel all over the world and people are being blessed.
And so often we can meet them and we love that, but we love it when you write in. Do you have another testimony?
This is so great. It says, Brother Jesse is on another level. He's on fire, all capital letters. I've been digesting so much and what's in me is already bursting out in an amazing way. The fruits of it are all a blessing in my life. I saw him minister while he was here in South Africa. I did what he said, and then after a week of applying his teachings, I got a job. It's really amazing how God uses our teachers, pastors, evangelists, and prophets. We love you, Jesse Duplantis Ministries. Wow, all the way from South Africa.
Yeah, I remember I was with him there on that wonderful meeting, and I love the fact that they followed up because, you know, when you preach the Word of God, you know that it's landing, you know that it's hitting hearts, but it's wonderful when we get that testimony back to just see how many lives have been reached.
It's so great.
And we share that all the time in our magazine. Monthly magazine is right there on the table there. That's our November issue, I believe.
Look at that.
What it is. We're thanking our partners here.
Yes, we are.
And it says, thank you, partners. Together with God, we are getting the job done.
We are.
Love that. You know, if you don't have our magazine, you could put a link on that, too.
Definitely. You could
get it. But you can also get the hard copy. Just let us know and we'll send it to you. We've put out over 40 million of these over the years since we've been putting this magazine together.
It's a beautiful magazine. And you can also go online, jdm.org. There's a digital download. You can get an interactive magazine online you can read. And it's also in Spanish for our Spanish viewers who listen to us on a daily basis. You can read it and be blessed because the articles are just filled with God's word to build your faith, strengthen you so that you can face everything knowing that you are destined to live a glorious life in Jesus.
It's so good. It's so good. Such a great thing. God's given us so many different resources and opportunities to share His gospel. And one of the things is right here on Glorious Living.
It's so good.
Every week we meet here and we bring great people into the program.
We do. I'm thankful for that.
Yes, I am so too. So much to be thankful for. And today I'm so excited to welcome Denise McLeod to Studio C for the very first time. Denise works in our meeting outreach department as a meeting outreach coordinator. And she's been serving here at the ministry for over 17 years. Denise also has a very special God-given talent of cooking and makes her famous cornbread for Jesse all the time. She's here today to share about this amazing recipe and how you can utilize the gifts that God has given you to bring joy to your loved ones during the season of Thanksgiving. Thank you so much, Denise.
Thank you so much. It's an honor and a blessing to be here. I appreciate it.
I love that you're here with us in Studio C and that you have so much to give. You know, we work together a lot, and I just love the joy you bring, Miss Denise. Every time I'm around you, that joy of the Lord is in you, and you get to share it with all of our audience today, which is awesome.
That's right. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand maybe what a meetings department is, but this is the department in our ministry that gets all of the invitations that Jesse or I get to preach the gospel, and you connect with those pastors or the secretaries of the church. Sometimes it's the pastor, sometimes it's someone at the church, and then you coordinate these meetings for Jesse to go to. Sometimes it's a decline because of the schedule's full, but many times you connect with them and you've got all the details between the aviation department, the product guys that bring. So you're like a hub for the evangelism arm of Jesse Duplantis Ministries. And you're such a blessing because I know every time we go to these churches, they say, who is that Denise girl? I want to meet her. She's so wonderful. And they always have compliments between you and Gina that works also. Gina's been on the program. But thank you so much for all that you do.
Thank you. I really enjoy it. I've been able to make really nice working relationships with the pastors and some of the the staff that work there over the years. And sometimes I'll get a call from Bermuda where the pastor, they'll be like, hey, I was just calling. I was thinking about you.
Aww.
How you doing? And a pastor from Canada, and she'll say, how you doing? It's so, you know, I've missed you. How, you know, I appreciate you. And it's just so such a blessing to me. It really has changed my life, just mm-hmm. having the opportunity to experience those friendships with everyone.
I love that. I know so when good. We have like our visionary conference or different glorious conferences, things, and those dates are coming up. So y'all want to make sure
yes.
you make that part of your 2025 schedule. But I know that when they come here, they get to meet you because you help with the seating.
Right.
Many times you're working there at the meetings here
yes.
at our headquarters. So you get to meet some of them. But there's so
right.
many of them out there that don't know who you are. So I remember calling you in your office and said, Denise, why don't you come on the program with me? He said, this is something new. You've never done it. You
right.
didn't. I said, I assured her that y'all would love her
yes.
and that you would enjoy her mm-hmm. having her on the program, especially to tell them about how you love to cook. Because this is like getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
A lot of people are watching this. They're planning their meals. And you have killer recipe. I shouldn't say that. It's a great recipe.
It'll bless the socks off of you.
Bless your socks.
You might have to get bigger socks after you eat
every,
it, though.
Every time when y'all bring, because regularly here at the ministry, our teams, they're like family.
Yes.
And each department will make some specialties. They'll have like potlucks and everything. And when that happens during those times of the year, he comes up munching on something that you cooked. Kathy, you got to try this cornbread.
This cornbread that
it's famous.
It's famous. It's famous cornbread. That's all I can say.
But it's not just a regular cornbread.
No,
tell us all about it.
Tell us.
Well, he likes it with jalapenos and a spicy cheese, like a pepper jack cheese.
Ooh.
So he had originally, and when he came into the department, he said, I like cake. So I was making a cake, and then he said, have you ever made sweet cornbread? I said, yes, sir. And he goes, well, have you ever had it with jalapenos and cheese? Because that is good. And I said,
oh, he gave you inspiration.
Didn't he say he reminded him of his childhood? Is that what he
yes,
said?
Yes, he said when he was younger that the cornbread was like a dessert to him. It was like cake.
Mm-hmm.
So he enjoyed the sweet cornbread with chocolate milk or a glass of cold milk. And I said, well, I'll try it. And I put jalapenos in it and added some cheese.
Oh, it's your own recipe.
Right. I just add. Wow. I kind of over the years just change it a little bit each time
okay.
until, you know, so
you got to do that.
He
it's got to evolve.
It. Yeah.
That's good
and
stuff.
I can tell you what, if he brought it home, you know what else he'd do? He'd add a little syrup to it.
Oh.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And maple syrup. He likes, gets a little dish, pours that syrup on there. It's like he just kicks it up to another level.
Come on.
The spicy with the sweet, he loves it.
That's awesome.
I'm starving. Man, let's have Thanksgiving right after this, too. But
you love to cook, don't you?
I do. I enjoy it. I started cooking at a very young age. I would help my mother and my grandmother in the kitchen. And it was always centered around family. We mm-hmm. always had big Thanksgiving and big Christmas dinners. And I always loved to help as a small child. I would go in the kitchen and help my grandmother. I'd help my mom. And we were very involved. And it was just part of our household. So mm-hmm. that's how I grew up, and I've been around it since I was young, so, you know, I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's so rewarding to see it when people enjoy it. Do y'all take pictures of the food?
We do. My
Jesse
dad
has this long-running joke about don't take a picture. The reason we want to take a picture is because there was a lot of hard work that went into that.
It was.
You want to take a minute to look at it. It's true.
Right.
You never go back and look at those pictures.
No,
you
really don't. You don't.
I don't cook at all, really.
I know.
So if
shame
I take,
on you.
I know. I told Miss Denise, I said, this is inspiring me.
Oh,
because
yes.
when we talk a little bit about the joy that you brought to Boss,
right.
when he said, man, have you ever made that? He didn't ask you. You just took it upon yourself
right.
to say, you know what? I want to bless him and I'm going to make this. And I thought that was so beautiful. I thought, maybe I should bless somebody with a recipe, but they might be like, thanks.
Oh, no, you can do it.
Really?
Yeah, this could be your
this
turnaround
is
year.
Oh, yes. Here we go. I'm going to do it.
That's right.
And I know you have
You're going to have
recipe.
Your special recipe.
Yeah.
You know, I remember for years I didn't do a lot of cooking either. I was kind of like you. I never cooked at home. My mother was a great cook. My sister Christine liked mm-hmm. to cook. They did home ec. I didn't do home ec in school, so I never cooked. It was terrible. I remember I didn't have any recipes. I remember when we got married, finally got a kitchen. We were in an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote to my sister-in-law to give me a gumbo recipe because I missed my mother's home cooking. She sent me a recipe I made. It was awful.
Oh,
it was the
no.
worst thing.
Oh, Miss Kathy.
And not long after that, we were visiting the family at Christmas, and my brother and my husband Jesse were talking, and they're comparing how bad their wives' food is.
Oh, no.
And so Jesse described the gumbo. He says, it tastes like a duck dove in it and dove out. That's how he told it to my brother. And he said, that sounds like Alma's gumbo, which was his wife. Come to find out, Alma's the one who sent me the recipe.
There you go.
So you really need to get a recipe from somebody that really knows what they're doing. And this girl knows what she's doing.
She knows her stuff. But I will tell you, I've had your gumbo.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's
I've improved
good.
Over the years.
It's so good.
You can't give up that first time, you know.
Yeah.
I got a recipe from Mr. B's, which is our favorite restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
In the French Quarter, and I improvised it a little bit. You got to improvise just a little bit, don't you? And so, yeah, it could. Don't give up.
I won't. I'm going to take this as a new, it's a new dream that I'm seeking and that I have found today. And I might even try with your recipe because we have it here to share with people as well.
Yes.
And so you can make Denise's famous cornbread. I was going to say dressing. It's just cornbread,
It's
though,
just cornbread.
With the cheese.
Jalapeno cornbread.
So what kind of cheese is in this?
I use a pepper jack cheese.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I just grate it. I get a fresh block, and then I grate it. I never get anything in a package. I get fresh cheese, and then I grate it, and I'll put the sweet cream butter on top, and then I'll put the cheese on top of that and foil it so that it can melt.
Mm, sounds like
already
a
yummy.
Cheesy dream.
Everything's good with cheese.
I know. It's so good.
Especially pepper jack.
Yes, pepper jack.
Especially Cajuns. Best. They love anything with a little bit of kick.
A little kick in there.
To it, yes.
Mm-hmm. And so you actually, like when Miss Kathy, you were talking about your sisters took home ec. I know you were telling me, I asked you, when did that cooking start? You said you actually had 4-H. Is that what it was?
When I was young, I started out in 4-H as well, and I would do the rice cookeries and all the different cooking contests, and I was very successful with that, and I really enjoyed it.
You
My
got
mom
awards?
Would take me. I did. I would get ribbons and pins and different little awards. I did cheesecake, I like a homemade cheesecake, and just different recipes over the years, and really enjoyed being in 4-H doing a cookery contest. Mm-hmm. So it was great.
That's awesome. So God instilled that in you at a young age to just to serve Him through food. I mean, that's a way to show your love and gratitude for people is through food.
Right. I enjoy it. I actually bless. There's an elderly lady that's unable to cook, and I sometimes when I'm cook, I'll send her a pot of something or a container of something. It just blesses her so much, and it blesses me to be able to do that for her as well.
Yeah, well, you're such a kind person, you and your sister both, and your sister works at the mission.
Yeah.
I get Mary
love,
on here.
She'd
Wouldn't
be
Mary
wonderful.
Be great?
I guess. Love her.
But, he tells me how you really take care of your mother, and that always blesses him. When he tells me, it blesses my heart, too. See,
thank you.
Because you take care of her, and it's so wonderful. How old is your mom?
She's 82.
82.
Yes, ma'am.
And so you get to cook for her and these other ladies as well.
I do. She enjoys it. I take care of her. I meal prep all her food and let her pick different things that she's in a mood for. And usually when I'll make something for her, then I'll put a container aside and send it to the other lady,
that's
the neighbor and all. So.
You know, Thanksgiving's coming up. I usually just make reservations.
That's my type of cooking.
But what are you making? Anything special?
Well,
or is it the traditional things that you like?
The traditional. I like I do a Melitón casserole.
Melitón. For those of you who don't live in South Louisiana, it's Melitón. It's sort of like a bell pepper, but it's a little softer, a little lighter green. Is that right?
Yes.
It's a squash.
And so that's that's a labor of love.
It's a Cajun thing.
Yes. And so the Melitón casserole, dirty rice dressing.
It's not really dirty. Yeah. It's rice.
Yeah.
We know
this. I can say that. Listen.
Yeah.
If
it's actually very clean. It's rice with ground beef or what?
Yes.
Ground what?
I do livers and then ground beef. And then all the seasonings, and then I cook the seasoning down with the meat, and then I cook the rice separate, and then I combine it at the end because you don't want the rice to get too gummy.
Yeah.
So that's how I make that.
That's an expert.
Important.
That's a tip. I should have a notebook, shouldn't I? I don't know if I should pull out the big guns this Thanksgiving.
Well, you can watch this program over again.
Yes,
I can.
You can
pause it and go get the thing.
I am.
Pause it.
I will, because you know, just listening to you talking, it's inspiring about how you know your family had so many traditions, like you said. said. And you're carrying that on even now to be a blessing to your family, to your coworkers. You know, when Miss Kathy was talking about we have parties a lot, I usually bring the paper plates, you know, and we have
sometimes to, paper towels, maybe.
Paper towels, yeah. And sometimes finger sandwiches from the Winn-Dixie. Shout out to Winn-Dixie. But it's so wonderful to know that you took that, because that was over 17 years ago when you started making this cornbread. I want to know his reaction the first time he received it.
He just really enjoyed it. It said it reminded him of his childhood when he would eat the sweet cornbread, but he likes it with those jalapenos. I said, would you like it just the sweet cornbread? He said, no, I like the jalapenos with that cheese. Give me that.
Yeah.
I'll take that. Okay.
Oh, and it's not just a little thing. This thing is thick.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's
really
real thick.
Big.
It
like
is.
That.
It's like a piece of cake. Mm-hmm. It's more cakey, you know, and that's but he seems to like the sweet cake, the sweet, you know, cornbread with the jalapeno sauce. Okay.
Yeah, it's so wonderful. And then, you know, every day in the ministry, he'll go into that department. We even put him a desk in there because y'all sit and talk about the meetings.
Right.
You know, every single, let's go back, let's talk kind of what you do here at the ministry for a while. Because I think that's so interesting to people because we get letters or emails or phone calls from people inviting Jesse to speak at their church, and they're always so surprised when you tell them this. What do you tell them?
There is no charge for Brother Jesse to come and minister at your church.
And it's so unusual for them to hear that because so many people have a price point. They don't go unless there's a certain amount of money.
Right.
But we've never done any meetings here for charge or charge people to go. And if they charge, it's only for a meeting that we go to, maybe there's some kind of circumstance where there's meal planned and the church plans it, but that's out of our control.
Correct.
But we never put any charge. In fact, we pay all of our own expenses when we go.
Blessing.
We don't put any demands on the churches. And that's a rare thing.
It is. And a lot of pastors are surprised by that. And a lot of the staff that I coordinate with when doing the booking requests are like, wow, that's such a blessing. That's great. Mm-hmm. And I said, yes, it is. It is wonderful.
Yeah, and no, the reason that we can do that is because of our wonderful covenant partners.
Yes.
You know, they support us. We have people who support us monthly. That means that doesn't determine where we go. We go as the Lord leads us and directs us without any financial arrangement. Of course, there's always an opportunity for people to sow and to give. We give them that opportunity because they help us to go to the next place and they can become a part of what we're doing to reach people and change lives one soul at a time. So we so love our partners.
So
and, you know, if you're already a partner, I just want to say thank you for all that you do. You're helping us to go into all these different churches. They're churches of all different sizes.
Yes.
Some are just small churches. Some are medium. Some we've been going to for like 40 years.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Faithfully going to those churches, doing what God has called us to do. It's all because of you, our partners. Thank you so much. And, you know, I always like to give you an opportunity. If you're not a partner, you can become one. It's very easily. You just go to a website or go to JDM.org. You can use PayPal or text to give or select giving on the JDM app, or you can mail in a donation. And when you give, you're part of us. Mm-hmm. Part of even whether you give one time or you give monthly, we consider you a partner in helping us to get to the next place that God has called us to go.
Oh, so good.
Don't you just love connecting with all those churches?
Do.
They're
I
wonderful
love it.
People.
They really are. I'm so blessed that I can talk to the pastors and to the staff and form working friendships with them over the years. It's just blessed me so much. Mm-hmm. It's such a big thing. It so much goes into making these meetings happen. Mm-hmm. But at the end, the fruit is just so sweet. It's so rewarding. And I'm very thankful to be a part of this ministry, to be here on your show. And it's just, it's blessed me to have this opportunity. So thank you.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you for stepping out of your normal place of behind the desk and coming in here so people can see you and know how many wonderful people we have on staff here at JDM that help us to do everything that we do. And it is truly like a family. We're not just hanging out chatting all day because we all have jobs to do. We all have specific tasks that we do. And everything that you do there, you and Gina in the meetings department, it's done with such excellence.
It really
is. Every detail is important. If you didn't get that number right, we couldn't, the pilots wouldn't know where to go. The address, we'd go to the wrong
That's
address.
That's important.
It is.
When I had a chance to, because I've seen you in passing and I've known you throughout the years since I've been working here and just knew how much of a sweet spirit you had. We'd chat every so often. But when I got to really sit down and ask you, so Miss Denise, I know what you do, but I really don't know what you do. When you showed me just how detailed and how focused you have to be, the arrival times, the schedule, everything, the hotel accommodations for different things, different people, it was absolutely amazing. And it just excites me even more when you see different people's jobs in the ministry and that aspect. It gets you supercharged to do what God's called you to do in the ministry, you know, because it all touches everything we do. We're different teams, but we come together as one. It's all so connected. It's really awesome.
You know, one thing that a lot of people may not realize, when the letters come in, there's a research that has to be done.
Right.
Because we want to know who we're talking to. We look and see, well, are these people partners? Have we been there before when they call in? Are they, what location are they in? Have we been to that area before? Because, you know, we have an honor system here. We wouldn't, if we go into an area with one church, we generally stick with that church. We don't, if there's another one just 2 miles down the road, we would not. We normally honor that first relationship, and so it's an honorable thing to do. It's like you dance with the one that brung you, is how they say it. He brought us into the city. We're going to stick with you. Now, sometimes that relationship changes for different reasons. Maybe the pastor moves on, and then things change. But that's why it's important to know who you're talking to.
Exactly.
And then there's some people who misrepresent. Maybe they're not the pastor. They're calling. They'd like you to come, but you only book through the pastor because sometimes the people want you to go, but you have to respect the lines of authority. So it's something that has. You ever encounter things like that?
I have, actually. I have. We've had that where someone that maybe attended the church wrote in and said that they would like to invite him, the pastor, for the pastor, and come to find out the pastor didn't know anything about it. So that's why we take the time to research and be detailed oriented, because we want to make sure a boss goes where he wants, you know, the pastor wants him to be, and he wants to be, and everything's in line. We don't want him to have any surprises. So
that's right. And then once you confirm it, you put it in the system, and then it gets populated everywhere. It goes on our website, through the social media department, connects with it. A lot of different things like that have to be happening. All those details have to be accurate.
In the magazine as well. It's in there too.
Too.
And then you follow up. There's like a system in place where you originally book it, then maybe 6 months out or something like that, you have a schedule where... So it's very organized, and you know, we'd be surprised how many places you go that it's not organized. I mean, until I go somewhere, sometimes I don't really understand how wonderful it is here at JDM, because we answer our phone calls. We do our work. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't. How many times
that
you got to call
true.
Again and again and again? Do these people work?
Automated answering service. I just want to say, representative. I'm going to talk to a real person.
Exactly.
But you know what I'm talking about.
I do. Yes.
But we love them all. We truly do.
We do.
All children of the Lord.
We do.
But it's so funny because when you're talking about order, it's like a recipe. You know that it's a gift, like that God gave you that type of personality that you had, that you're very strategic with what you're doing,
meticulous,
detail-oriented, because that goes with a good recipe as well. You don't want to just pour a whole bunch of this and that and disrupt the whole thing. And God is a God of order.
Listen, she's already learned about recipes.
I know, she's doing it.
Yeah, expiration date's important too.
Oh, yes.
Most of the time.
That's right.
That's true.
Yes.
Things done in a timely, make sure everything's fresh. Keep it
everything's
fresh.
Yes,
I like that. That's true.
And have fun.
And have fun with, like you said, play around with it and see what you can do. But God is a God of order. And when
Absolutely.
I look, when I see you, Miss Denise, and when I was talking to you, that's what I saw. I saw an anointing for order, for balance, and for the joy of the Lord, too. Because things can get so task-driven to where you lose the joy in it and you forget what you're doing it for. But the outreach department, you know the vision. You're in one accord.
Yes.
And you've been doing it for so long. And I just find that so admirable. It's stuck to it. And you do everything, like with Ms. Kathy said, with excellence.
Thank you.
Yeah, it really is inspiring. Not only will I make a cornbread, but I will get things together.
I love
for 2025,
because
it is coming. It's coming.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. We're getting there, everybody.
We're supporting you. We're your two.
All right. Yeah, be my two, please. We two are more gathered.
Yes, that's right. That's a phrase that we had for years ago. Jesse had that slogan, which I'll be your two is what he said, because Jesus said we're two more gathered. in your midst. He says, I'm with you. So we had that phrase for a
it's
while.
It's beautiful. It was,
we tell our partners, I'll be your two. In fact, we had that T-shirt. Remember
yeah,
the number
it was
two?
So good.
And so we still use yes. these phrases that God gives Jesse over the years about a theme for the year. In fact, this year our theme is Give God a Job, and he's already formulating the theme for 2025. I'm not going to tell it to you, but it is awesome. He's already read some of his partner letters to me, and he's talking about the theme.
Oh,
so it's important, you know, but all of them connect. Because this is a vision that God has given us, and he's helping us to build upon line, precept upon precept. And just like your cornbread started out one way, but it evolved.
It
got
did.
Better.
It
doesn't
better.
Go down, honey.
Right.
When God gives you a new thing, it goes up.
I
yes,
like that.
Indeed. It sure does.
Where
That's
else awesome. Would that cornbread go?
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I can visualize some ground up pork sausage.
Oh, come
he
on.
He just said that today.
Did he really?
He said,
he
you
loves
know.
The hot stuff.
Yes.
Great
he just
minds
said that
think
today.
Alike.
So you know him really
I do
well.
Know that boy.
He said he likes this spicy sausage in it. Have you ever had it that way? I said, no, sir, I have not.
Oh, he's given you his,
yeah,
his
so he's
request.
Trying to, I think it's a request.
But he
You're
knows
right.
you like that. He's
right.
Not, he's not putting...
No, I love to be a blessing
so
to him.
Good.
It's something I know he enjoys. And when, like you said, they always, you know, everybody would always bring things into the department, different foods and dishes. So for his birthday and for the holidays, I like to be a blessing that way
and
to
you
him.
Are.
You
it
sure
touches
are.
His heart. It's oh. so thoughtful. You know, and that's so much like the Lord. He knows exactly what we need, when yep. we need it. Mm-hmm. And he surrounds us with people who have that same heart.
Amen.
And I'm thankful for all the people that God has called us to work with over the years, our staff now. But, you know, because it truly is a dream team.
It is.
And it's like, you know, we come all from different backgrounds and different experiences, but we come together with one purpose, which is our vision, which is to reach right. people and change lives one soul at a time.
Exactly.
And it's really so powerful. We have no idea today while we're sitting here at Studio C, the amount of lives that are being impacted
Hallelujah.
Because of our relaxed attitude, maybe just being ourselves to help people, let people know that they're important enough for us to spend time here helping you to know how you can live a glorious life. God really has a great life for you ahead. In fact, Jesus, when he came into the earth, he says, actually here it revealed where the bad stuff comes from. He says, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And that's what we're thankful for today, this week before Thanksgiving week.
That's beautiful.
We're so thankful to God for all the relationships. I'm thankful for the relationships that you and all the ones that in the staff and you as well, Chrissy, that God has placed in my life. And I'm thankful for you too, all of those that watch, all those that are partner with us, because we really are united. We're one big happy family.
We sure are. It's so beautiful. And I know that people that are watching today, they're thinking of ways they can bless their family during the Thanksgiving holidays. And maybe your cooking isn't all that great and you're still working on it like me. But there's gifts that God has placed inside of you that he wants you to shout from the rooftops, that he wants you to share with your family and planting those seeds of salvation wherever you go. And then God's going to water that and bring fruition, that into fruition in other people's lives. It could be your family, your children, whoever it is, he can do miracles. Yeah,
a co-worker. Yes.
He can work miracles, and all you have to do is stick with him and watch him do his job, which is always good, always a good job.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for being here today. We've so enjoyed this conversation.
Yes, I did.
And I believe everybody that's been joining us today has enjoyed it as well. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here. You're such a blessing, both of you, and I just enjoyed being here with you both.
Oh, thank you so much, and God bless you. Thank you for being here today. I pray that this is the most wonderful Thanksgiving week that you've ever enjoyed, that you will be blessed, and that God will show you how you can be a blessing to someone else. I hope to see you right here in Studio C next time. God bless. You can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone, everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis's Glorious, a conference for women. March 7th and 8th, 2025.